the opening of the Winter Olympics at Sochi the night before last was, as you well know, one of the most spectacular of its kind ever. And it was meant, obviously, to show Russia in the best possible light. It cost $51 billion to stage, more than was spent in all previous Winter Olympics put together. But behind the extravagant glamour of the presentation, there is the other side of Russia. Issues of human rights and a culture of deep corruption, a very different reality. To appear to be better than I am, to put on my best show, is very much part of our human nature. And in asking us, as Jesus does in today's Gospel, to be light for other people, he's not asking us to put on a show, not asking us to be super people, to appear to be something we are not. Most of us, I suspect, feel that we are in no sense a light to others. But be happy to hear that the light that Jesus wants us to cast on the lights of others is not entirely our own light. Jesus tells us quite clearly that he wants us to remain connected with him. And if we do, we shall reflect his light. And we will almost certainly, I'd say absolutely certainly, not know who our light will shine on. No, we are asked to be, not to do something amazing, something that will impress others. We are asked simply to live our own lives in the place where we are, with the heartaches and the difficulties that we have, and to do this moment by moment with a strength that is not our own. And if we remain connected with Jesus, we will have the strength to do what we need to do. We will walk in the light of Jesus, and we will, unknown to ourselves, be able to transmit his light to others. One letter in yesterday's Times from the Reverend Gordon Chambers in Devon says, "The calling of Christians is both to receive the light and let it shine out into the world through glass walls." Admittedly, it does need to be a toughened glass. So I suggest, as I suggested at the beginning, that one of the best ways of looking at what we are doing when we come to Mass is to see ourselves as standing in the light, receiving the light, and the follow-on from that is to try to remain connected with Jesus throughout the week, and in being connected with him, being able to shine something of his light into the lives of others. I'd like to quote a few lines from the poet Mary Oliver, from our poem, "When I Am Standing Among the Trees." She's reflecting on how the trees reflect the light of the sun, and she has this bit of advice for us. "You too were sent into the world to do this. You too were sent into the world to do this. To go gently, to stand in the light and shine." So maybe we here this morning, by standing in the light of Jesus, can during the coming week go gently, continue to stand in his light, and shine.